Gamercast 49 episode today, Sunday, live, brought to you by me, Adam, and Paul, sat next to me.
Yeah, man, this is broadcasted live, Sunday, 19th November, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Today is the 19th.
I've got an announcement, though.
What?
From now on, we're going to make this professional. I know I've been saying this for like 6 months, but we are now.
We're professional.
Yeah, this is a professional webcast, and we're professional.
So shall I, while I'm at work, get a piece of paper and have it laminated that says webcast, not podcast, and we can put it across the top of the monitor so we can stop saying it? Because I keep saying podcast, I can't help
it. Well, that's the thing, it is called podcasting.
I'm going to keep slapping my wrist.
But thanks to Apple and their trademarking crap. Oops. Thanks to Apple and their legal actions with some companies that have pod in their name, we are now calling this a webcast.
Yeah, it's a
web... Saying crap isn't very professional.
Crap.
Let's see how long I can last.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Right, anyway. News. News, what news is there?
That thing. Oh!
What thing?
Damn it! Oh, brain not working. That thing.
Nintendo DS.
No, worse.
Worse than it.
PlayStation 3 was released.
Oh, yeah, the PlayStation. Oh, man, that sucks. Oops, that's not. The PlayStation 3 is not a good console.
Our opinions only. As far as I'm concerned.
No, this is official GamerCast position.
Okay,
it's I make the official position.
I'm intending to buy lots of these PlayStation 3s, open them up, remove the guts, and then turn them into coffee percolators and sell them to IKEA, because I know they'll like them.
That sounds like a really good idea. This idea is owned by GamerCast, I don't know.
The Wii!
Okay, well, let's get on with letters, rather. We'll go on the PlayStation 3 thing in a minute. Catherine says, just thought I should say... Oh no, that's the wrong episode. That's the wrong... Oh man, these are all the wrong episodes. Right, we've got one letter. I brought Medieval Total War 2, a PC game. We know it's a PC game. Okay, don't patronise Adam. He gets upset. Last Wednesday, and it's great. If you want or need a game to review, I think you'll like this one. Yeah, I would buy it. Unfortunately, it's pretty expensive, so...
Yeah.
Not yet. Shut up. He also says, hopefully my internet works this Sunday so I can listen to you guys live for the first time. Because we are broadcasting live. As in, live.
Live. And live will be getting better. It's going to be like
an
Xbox
360. Oh yeah, I've got an @live.com email address now. It's in your face.
Ooh. Cool. And you're going to be using that to create that.
I'm not going
to
be using that at all. I don't want anyone else to have my name on it. So I just sign up for everything.
No, I mean for creating that account we were on about for the 360.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can have people talk to us live.
Yeah, I can't be bothered at all anymore. This is a professional show. We don't have the commoners on.
The commoners.
So what should we talk about first?
I want to get into the PlayStation 3. Just
okay, well, let's get the PlayStation 3 out the way. Then we'll roll into what destroys PlayStation 3.
Talk about the console itself. As everyone knows, in America, they had the whole midnight launch. But
we have midnight launches here as well.
But and again, the same thing happened. People being mugged, shot, and attacked for their PlayStation 3s. Although a majority of the people are actually queuing several days in advance to get the queue.
You know what? You always think, you know, of the bourgeois propaganda that comes out about the Soviet Union of people in queues. They weren't queuing for days. They were queuing for like 15 minutes. And yet in America, the so-called heart of bourgeois capitalism, they're queuing for days because the market cannot provide to people's demands.
Exactly.
So we need to learn a lesson from this. Capitalism doesn't work.
And Walmart sucks.
Sure, why not?
Because they made their queue on the other side of the car park, and then a guy came out with a speakerphone and basically said it was like the first 10 people in the queue get to go in and pick up their PlayStation 3s and everybody else will be, or it was something like that, or first 15 or whatever. So he had all these people and he goes, ready, go. They all ran across. One guy got nudged out of the way and they actually caught it on camera. He got nudged out of the way and he's running so fast, his feet stop touching the ground because he'd been lifted up by all these people, and he basically gets run at full pelt, head first into a lamp, into a flagpole. Dislocated his
flagpole? What the hell's a flagpole doing in a car park?
Because they have the Walmart flag on it.
Oh god.
Exactly. And he gets his head smashed straight into this lamppost, well, the Walmart flagpole, and he dislocated his jaw and his nose all busted and stuff. And the guy that knocked him out of the way, which they caught on camera, they found out he actually managed to get a PlayStation 3. As soon as he got the PlayStation 3, he got a lawyer, and his lawyer says no comment. So they couldn't interview him on the news channel. I was like, oh my god, the things
people
do.
What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, it's just a console.
Because you know that they don't buy them for themselves, because nobody wants it for themselves.
If you want a PlayStation 3 from America, the only place now you can get hold of one, bar going there yourself, is eBay. It's the only place you're allowed it.
Can I just make a comment on this whole thing? Because there are a lot of people who put it on eBay just to try and make a bit of money. What the hell do you think you're playing at? Hmm. You know, there are children who have asked their parents for a PlayStation 3 for Christmas, and you're pricing out of their range.
$999. You know, think
of the children.
Yeah. Won't somebody think of the children?
No, it's won't somebody please think of the children.
Sorry.
Look right, man.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children? But yeah, it is just absolutely crazy out there, the people trying to get hold of them. In Japan, they were showing the releases, and some guy had to stand on the counter, and it was just a sea of heads going out. And he was speaking in Japanese and having to tell everybody that, you know, sorry, we ran out. And they're kind of like, damn, I should have gone to the other store. But
yeah, the other store, but only got three.
But they were also saying that the majority of the people that won't get one, they're probably not going to see enough. There won't be any more back out until March.
Good. The console war is going well.
Yes.
And console war is going very well.
But it's been reviewed. PlayStation 3 was reviewed on BBC. I had a watch of that. It's quite interesting. They're going through a lot of stuff. This guy was going on about how it is really good console, and graphically, you know, going through all the pluses of it, just as a console.
Pluses? What pluses? Name one.
But this is the bit you'll like. He actually said he can't see any difference. You know, they're going on about this, that, and the other, and he's like, it's not any better than any Xbox 360 title that's already out. And with the amount
Can I just make a comment on that? You're right, it's not any better. It's much worse. Mm. Resistance Fall of Man versus Gears of War. There's no comparison. Gears of War destroys it. You know, we're talking Xbox 360 title versus a game that looks like it was out on the Xbox One. Mm. And Sony are calling that their flagship title.
But then they were going, and maybe, and he did say maybe, that a plus side would be that you get, basically you're getting a free Blu-ray player.
You're not getting it for free though. Why do you think it's so expensive?
Exactly. Plus, say to yourself, right, you got a 360.
Yep, I've got a 360.
It only plays DVDs. Then all of
and
a sudden,
CDs.
Yeah, and CDs. Then
and VHS.
High definition becomes the standard. You buy your high definition thing, plug it on, you got a high definition player. Your PlayStation 3, it comes with a Blu-ray player.
Now, just Blu-ray, what the hell's that? Some sort of fish?
Just Blu-ray. Now, for argument's sake, just, you know, alternative universe, I know you won't like it, but imagine Blu-ray is a success and high definition gets squashed. Very much doubt it. It looks like it's going high definition all the way, to be honest. But say for argument's sake,
it was
Blu-ray.
I'll let you off.
Then obviously Microsoft will just turn around and go, yeah, okay. And they'll build the Blu-ray player and plug it in. Now you switch that back to now, where it looks like high definition DVDs
HD
are actually
DVD, because it's actually the official DVD successor.
It's DVD.
The
sequel.
The evil ripoff format, which is developed solely to break the standards
and
we have.
People know it is Sony. And because they know
and
it's Sony's the first thing you start talking about
was
Sony.
Betamax.
Yeah. Betamax, MIDI player, you know, MIDI disc, sorry, you know, they're all what people are expecting, of course. Yeah.
Memory Stick Pro Duo.
But if you've got a PlayStation 3
Memory Stick.
Fair enough, they have released some Blu-ray DVDs, but that means,
well, you can't say DVD and the same thing as Blu-ray because it's not DVD.
Blu-ray disc, right?
No, Blu-ray crap.
Blu-ray
Blu-ray lesser good standard type thing.
Yeah, a Blu-ray lesser good standard type thing. You're stuck with it. Fair enough, there's some out, but obviously if it doesn't become a standard, they'll stop mid-producing
them. And Universal Studios don't support Blu-ray.
And then they were talking about the Blu-ray technology, the fact it's called Blu-ray because the laser they use is blue.
Yeah, the laser in HD DVD is blue as well.
Yeah.
They don't call that funny names.
They're going on about that. You know, they're going on about how hot it is because it's having to find so many dimples on the disc that are so pixel small, so fast for the quality. Do you know what it says to me? It's going to fail. And they did state that the reason why the release has been so late is because they've been having a large amount of problems getting the lasers working in the Blu-ray player. Which means, people, you're getting a console that the laser is working off Mark 1 technology. You know, it's the first
version 1
of the Blu-ray players, and it's in your 500 quid console.
Which barely works, man.
I've got a feeling that the PlayStation 3s will probably be even worse than, like, you know, we had the problem with the Xbox 360 core systems, because Microsoft built in the system to stop them overheating, you know, the safety feature with the red lights.
Mm-hmm.
Which has caught me out a couple of times. Now, pay attention to that, right? Now,
Isn't it three times? One, two, how many times is it?
Original one lasted 2 days, next one lasted 2 weeks, third one lasted until the summer.
And Xbox 360 premium launch.
Works fine, that's what I mean. It's just a random occurrence, and I imagine it's by the time PlayStation 3 comes out here, it'll be completely gone. But think of it, right? We know for a fact the Xbox One did that as well. It had a feature where if something was going wrong, it flashed a different colour light and it said, hey, there's something wrong with me. You need to start
checking. Hey, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
I vomited up last night this, like, green material.
Now, a PlayStation 2, there's something wrong with it. It will just keep playing just badly. Now, imagine that going wrong with the PlayStation 3. It's not going to tell you it's not working.
It just exactly. It just starts being funny for a month or two until it's out of guarantee.
Yeah, it'll just, you know, it'll probably burn your house down with that high-powered laser in there. It's going to burn your flipping house down. Pull out the Blu-ray disc and it'll be like...
Yeah, Blu-ray discs, you can't get Blu-ray discs warm at all because they warp.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to be there with a lighter, heating one up, hammering it back into shape.
It's really stupid. Because they're a film studio, ooh, they deliberately want them to be fragile, so you have to buy it again when it packs up.
And if you don't have broadband, and you're not intending to get broadband, because you're like, well, I don't like online sort of thing, you know, Microsoft have got their pay thing, and PlayStation 3 is like PlayStation 2, you got to find a friend, it's rubbish. All I can say to those people that are thinking that state of mind, do not trade in your PlayStation 2. Because your PlayStation 2 games and PlayStation 1 games won't work on the PlayStation 3. Too many
PS2 games won't work on the 360. Wow, man, revelation.
The
PlayStation 3 has issues with backward compatibility.
About 200 games worth of issues. It's like, what?
The thing that annoys me is not so much it only plays some games. It's the fact that Sony said, yeah, we're backwards compatible 100%.
Yeah.
And then when people actually get it home, it's like, why doesn't my game work? Why doesn't this game have sound? And then Sony say, oh yeah, it doesn't work with all of them, and we're going to roll out updates. So gee, they're doing what Microsoft was doing, yet last year they were bashing Microsoft for, like, doing it that way.
But the thing, the only reason that
so the thing is,
work,
Sony aren't an honest company. That's their biggest problem.
Because PlayStation 2 basically had the components of a PlayStation to allow it backwards.
So does the PS3. The PS3's got an emotion engine inside it, but obviously it's not a very good one.
So that one is working backwards compatible a little bit like where it's a program, not components.
PS3 has the emotion engine chip inside it.
Right.
But for some reason it's still getting compatibility problems. So they've got a PS2 inside the PS3, yet it still doesn't work.
Yeah, it's... But they said that they will be fixing it online, but...
Yeah.
If you're not online...
Exactly, man.
Are they going to be doing what 360 was, where if you weren't, you could get a disc and just put it in? It's kind of like, you give me my broadband, you give me my disc, I'm happy.
Yeah, man. So yeah, backwards compatibility, don't count on any support on PlayStation 3, because it doesn't support stuff. Because and it's a good games as well. Catherine like listed out all these games, and they were like the killer, you know, games on PS2. I wouldn't really call them killer, but you know, they were the best of the low breed of PS2 games.
Right, let's get to the chat room, because it's getting exciting in there.
Yeah, man, Zelio Thief is being weird.
He was on about at 7 p.m. at my local Walmart with a couple of my mates. I'm queuing.
And that's all he says.
He says he's queuing for a Wii.
Ah, he's queuing for a Wii. So yeah, we've got someone queuing for a Wii, and they're in the chat room right now.
I think he says he'll queue for a Wii when it comes out.
No, he says I am queuing for a Wii. That's like you are. Otherwise, you'll say I will.
Are you? I am not. See, I told you. He said he's going to queue for a Wii.
Sort your grammar out, then, mate. It's
what, 7 p.m. A question to you, mate. Are you going at 7 p.m. today to queue for a Wii with your mates at Walmart, or is that something else?
It's 19:46 now. That means it's like 7:30.
Is he?
He's some crazy yank. So yes. Whatever.
So it's not that, you know, it's the daytime.
Yeah, well, what is he saying 7 p.m.? We work on UTC, man. Universal time. I'm an astronomer. We use UTC, okay? Okay?
Not today.
Okay?
It's okay, not out today. When is it out? When are you going?
Yeah, man, when's the Wii out? I know, he's just queuing for a take a
public toilet. You do a video. My day queuing for a Wii, and you need to do a whole video of some guy in a Nintendo t-shirt queuing at a public toilet.
Oh man, we need to do something with that. We need to do something with that.
We'll do that. When I get my Wii, I'll get the empty box and we can film it coming out of a public toilet with me.
Oh, he says he's Canadian, not a Yank. Whatever, dude.
Even better. 3 days to go. Woo! Wee better.
When 3 days ago? What's he on about?
3 days.
Ago is past tense. Let's just ignore this guy because he doesn't know how to speak English.
I'm confused. Do you have your Wii or are you getting your Wii?
He doesn't have his Wii yet, does he?
No, he's not out his Wii yet.
The Wii's not out yet.
It's not out.
Okay, right.
I'm confused easily.
What are we going to talk about?
He said something about the 100k PS3.
Oh yeah, man. Nintendo Wii has outsold the PlayStation 3 4-1 in Japan. PS3 shifted through its allocation of 100,000 units, but the Wii has an allocation of 400,000 units. So yeah, in your face, Sony, you've just been nailed on your home turf.
You can already see the changes. It's like one of my mates at work, he said that originally when all the consoles were still in development, and he means all of the next gen, he was PlayStation 3 all the way because he's a PlayStation 2
fan. Because he's a PlayStation 2 fan.
But he likes Nintendo as well, so he's going to get a Wii. And he's saying to me, he said, you couldn't even force me to spend my money on a PlayStation 3. He said, literally, he's waiting until he's paid off a lot of bills and stuff, and he says he's going to get himself a 360.
Gears of War, mate. Gears of War. Halo 3, mate. Halo 3.
Exactly.
Oh, Zedia also says a PlayStation 3 sold on eBay for $100,000.
I'm waiting to see if anybody will do the 360 gag where they'll sell a picture of a PlayStation 3 with some PlayStation 2 cables.
Yeah, whatever. Nobody cares about how dumb people are. Right, anyway.
Onwards with the show. Wii launch will be coming soon. We're getting quite excited for that. I will be getting one of them, so I'll be able to do a review on the console when it comes out.
Yeah, you'll have to bring it round, assuming it's got inputs that fit into my monitor.
Yes, it will do, because it'll go into my monitor, because that's all I have. I don't have a TV, so I know they'll be going
good, cool.
In. But I'm going to be buying a better cable.
Component lead, yeah?
Yeah. So I'll be trying to get hold of...
Can you get a different cable? Because I've got my 360 and component in here.
Well, I got the
I don't want to have to unplug my 360.
Red, white, and yellow. But that's the standard one that comes with it, which means you can plug it in without having to...
If I want crap quality, I'll buy an American TV.
So what we could do is we could run the cable out, and we could put the camera over there, and we can have us...
No, I don't think so.
Dennis!
Okay, well, let's... Also in the news this week... well, not in the news, but... in the geek land, Xbox 360, you know, everyone always said the Xbox One was built like a tank.
It was a tank.
The Xbox 360 is also a tank.
It's a hover tank. It's nope. Armored, but it's light and fast.
Nope. Go on. This guy, I'll bring up the thread on the forums. This guy was in a car accident. His truck rolled over like 3 or 4 times. His 360 and all the games went spewing out the window and got run over by, oncoming traffic. Still works.
It still works.
Damn right.
Jesus.
Let's check it out, man. We got some pictures of it and everything.
So, yes. Is there any way you can jump this up onto the live feed?
No. But you can find the pictures at wackynoodle.com/360.
Oh my god, look at it. The hard drive looked pretty few scratches and dents, but there's a tire mark's gone right over the top.
Yeah, it has actually been run over because he said the whole 360, the back end of it was all squashed in, and one of the, metal reinforcement things was all squashed. He had to bend that back up, put the casing all back on. And this is a video of actually working. HDTV tries. Faceplate went missing. He couldn't find the faceplate after the accident.
You can always buy a new one. That rocks, oh my god, it is indestructible.
Unless, of course, you block the vents like Adam and then it catches on fire.
I had a meter clearance behind every single one of them. Yes, I know you have a baby.
Yeah, his games got run over as well. Need for Speed, an EA title, was destroyed. Other titles survived, so even the EA disc can't even survive car accidents, man. And that guy actually presses a button on the front. Nobody does that. We all use the controller. Mm.
But yeah, now that's pretty hardcore. Rock.
See, man, it works.
See, we're going to have to get it up so that at ease we can just press a button and...
Well, I could have done that if I was thinking about it beforehand. But let's actually go on to Gears of War, yeah?
Yeah, Gears of War. Here's a snippet of Gears of War video. Now, we don't have the time or the components at the moment to do one ourselves because...
Just nicked one off IGN.
Yeah, because Gears of War is on Xbox.
Okay, but this is an exclusive feature thing for our live listeners.
Yeah.
And not the podcast. So the podcast actually gets paused right now. So we're back.
And we're back.
So that was our Gears of War footage, which we stole from IGN. Borrowed from IGN.
We gave it back.
Yeah,
we uploaded it back to their website. They were like, what the hell?
The website rejected it, but whatever.
Because we're that good. We're good people. But we're going to try and sort it out. I'm going to be doing some videos of some...
Shall we fire it up?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let's put Gears of War on. Oh. So yeah, Gears of War is a tactical shooter stroke horror game. I don't think we can. We'd have to stop the podcast to do that.
Yeah. They can listen to it while we're talking about it.
Yeah, man. I'll just play the game while you talk about it.
No video, though.
No, we can't. I don't think we can push out video. Let's have a look. Yeah, I'd have to stop it to do the video.
Whoa.
Stupid epic noise. Well, yeah, although I suppose we could have two things. So we could switch to live without video and live to with video.
Yeah.
This is the trouble. This is the trouble when you just drop all this crap on me, man. I'm not ready, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to get some preemptive stuff. Now that I know that you're up for doing some stuff like that, I'll get some videos done.
So yeah, Gears of War is an action horror game. It's like a tactical shooter like Ghost Recon, crossed with like Doom 3 or some other game, which isn't as good.
One thing that I would say I noticed straight away with the locations, where if anybody's played the remake of the original Resident Evil on the GameCube...
Resident Evil.
If you look at the creepiness of the textures and the way that the lighting all looks, they were all pre-rendered.
Dude, you've messed my controller up.
Oh yeah, sorry. They were all pre-rendered and looked amazing. This looks exactly the same, but it's all rendered in real time. Absolutely amazing.
I think we need to turn it down a bit.
Yeah, turn it down so you're not over. But, oh, it looks absolutely amazing. We would show, for the live people, we would be able to show you Paul playing as well, but we're still trying to get all these features set up. We're trying to get more and more features put into the show that will allow people that when you come to us on live on a Sunday, we'll be able to show you some cool stuff like this, which would be nice.
So yeah, talk a bit about Gears of War. What do you think of it? Give us your review, man.
I must admit, from my animation point of view, the models for the... I've got to put the screen on, go on.
Yeah, I'm switching out of picture in picture and going full screen.
Go for it. The armor for the main character has been done very nicely. It's been set up to use like a normal set of armor, like it would be in realistic environment, where all of the pieces have been switched to hard mode. Now, when you create a character in a CG environment, majority of the body is flexible. What they've done is created larger movable components, shoulder pads, main part of the armor, the underneath of the armor. Now, fair enough, the elbows looks like there isn't much of a bend. It looks like it bends normally there, but everything else has got creases where it should have creases, as well as the fact that it doesn't look 100% all textured. There are indents.
But when achievement unlocked,
the legs look absolutely amazing. The deformity on the armor is done really well. The fact that they've got large belt packs on with ammo clips and stuff, everything is detailed to the max. Lighting on this is amazing. We're looking at some pillars at the moment, and the lighting looks like something out of a Final Fantasy cutscene that isn't even, you know, we're not talking in-game cutscenes, we're talking non-in-game cutscenes.
We're talking TV ad.
One thing that is nice, the reason why we keep mentioning Ghost as a comparison, is that Ghost always tried to give the feel like there was a CNN camera attached to the side of you as you're running along, give you that real feel. Now, when you're playing this game and you hold down A and you actually sprint, one of the features allows the camera to duck down and come alongside you, like a CNN guy running alongside trying to keep up, which gives a real nice atmospheric feel to it, as well as the fact that holding down A allows you to simply use the environments to hide, to stop yourself from being killed, like Paul just got killed.
Serves me right for trying to chainsaw everyone.
Yeah, melee chainsaw is absolutely amazing. It's very much kind of like...
If you give me a minute, I'll chainsaw someone so you can see it. I might need a few goes though, because this is on casual, which is too hard for me.
Yeah.
These easy levels, man, are too hard.
Camera angles is absolutely amazing. I must admit,
for a third-person game, I can play like quite easily as well.
Yeah, Paul is not a third-person fan whatsoever.
Which is why I keep getting killed.
But I must admit, I've seen him play first-person, and he's doing pretty well for a third-person angle. It's nicely done, and there is no target reticle for you to aim through, unless you actually pull the left trigger and look down the barrel of the gun. So instead of having some rough idea where you're shooting, when you shoot from the hip, you are really shooting from the hip, unless you look down the side of the gun, then it gives you a reticle. The same thing as if you go up against a wall, you can pretty much throw your arm over the top and blast the hell out and hope you hit something, or you can bring your head over further over the top and actually use the reticle and attack him. I must admit, the blood looks groovy.
It's certainly gory, isn't it?
One thing, if you're not going to own this game, but you know somebody who does own it, I advise playing on it. one of the things that is extremely nice, Paul, you just shot your own team.
Yeah, I'm used to like games where you don't have teams.
One of the things that is really nice is you look at this and then you say to yourself, Halo 3. Halo 3 looking like this, it's just going to be amazing. Oh, got a chainsaw.
You won't do it.
Oh.
I think my B button's broken.
Not good. Not good at all.
Yeah, speaking of Halo 3, I think the Bungie guys are a bit twitchy.
Yeah?
They're twitchy enough because this game's just so good.
Yeah. It's pushing the barriers of action games. This is
and it's like totally smooth as well.
Yeah.
It looks awesome and it's like completely smooth, like solid, no slowdown.
This, if there was no Wii, or say I already had the Wii, say I've had the Wii for like a couple of months, this game would be enough to make me buy a 360. I always kept saying it'll be the Halo 3 that'll do it, but if I've got some spare money on a paycheck, I will go buy a 360 and get this game because it's absolutely amazing. One thing that gives a real feel for it is the fact that Paul has died several times, but even me watching, I'm not getting bored. It's one of those games you feel like
It's different every time you play it because the AI in it is so awesome.
Mm. It does not get boring. Not like some of those where it's the same thing again and again and
exactly.
again.
Exactly, you run around a corner, the AI does exactly the same thing, and you know exactly how to take him out.
Yeah.
See, that guy's running over there now.
Oh, I've been wondering what there was. I was thinking something was cloaked. There's actually a heat mist coming off your gun when you're firing too much. Now and again, you can see like a heat maze coming up over on the screen from time to time, which is quite cool. Atmospherically, this game looks amazing. The other thing that is quite good is the fact that you're so busy shooting, from my perspective, you can really look into a depth of field of the buildings behind you. They do go as far back as kind of like, oh, chainsaw, blood on the screen. Oh, that was amazing. Now, the blood didn't stay on there long enough as far as I'm concerned, but oh, you took his arm off.
Yeah, you like ripped her arms off, everything.
Oh, that was amazing. So yeah, Gears of War, that is just, it's amazing. It is amazing. It's better than I was actually expecting, which was nice.
It's way better. I mean, just I've been playing it cooperatively with Catherine like the whole time. And just the fact that you can be playing single player, and if you're stuck on a bit, for example, you invite your mate in to help you.
And yeah.
They just join in, like they hop as one of your AI guys, and they're just there.
Can they jump back out afterwards as well?
Yeah, they just leave the game and you carry on playing. So you don't have to like quit the game, host the game, start the level from the beginning, they can just join straight away.
Oh,
polish,
that's perfect. Come on, how long has that been around, that feature? That feature's been on like Double Dragon on the NES. They brought it back for Star Wars Lego. Drop in, drop out.
And that's characters. Online as well.
Yeah, but to have that online with a game of this caliber, some guy had a good day at work when they thought that idea up and thought, how simple. It is absolutely amazing. I do like that.
Definitely. Gears of War, I'm going to give it 10 out of 10.
Yeah?
It gets a 10 out of 10, man. Or a 5 out of 5 if you want to rate out of 5.
It's 100%. It is an amazing game. Obviously, it's early days yet. Don't know how long it's going to take to complete. Don't know how much more there
is. It is pretty short, but the hardcore level is hardcore, and after that it's got an insane level.
So you can keep going backwards and forwards all the way through it. Well, Korn, it's the same with... What about... Well, that's something. Multiplayer. Is there any...
Yeah, you've got standard deathmatch, all that sort of stuff.
So you can do the whole kind of Halo map things online?
Yeah.
So, like Halo 2 and Halo 3, people...
I don't think the multiplayer deathmatch is as good as Halo.
No, he's not going to take it over. Halo's always got that there, but at least people will be able to...
The main multiplayer feature, in my opinion, is cooperative.
Mm. I think a lot of people, once you've completed this, it's that an intuitive AI system that people will enjoy with their friends just having a bash. They've completed the story, they've seen it all, but they just like this, there's that certain level, and they just go in there and just blast the hell out. I still play Halo 2 on certain levels, and I just love going through and beating the crap out of the company. So yeah, I definitely... one thing I would say, like in our review of Oblivion when that came out...
Oh, Oblivion.
get the tin version.
Get the collector's edition.
I must admit, I'm a bit disappointed at how loose that is.
But yeah, that's the same on all of them, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, fair enough, the one on Oblivion was harder to get off, but to be honest, I'd take that off and just leave it on the side somewhere and just have the cool tin. And thank you very much for getting me my own tin as well.
No problem, dude.
I should be using it to keep my dice in and stuff.
Okay, so that's Gears of War. Have you done? What would you give it out of just seeing it?
To be honest,
I don't know, because I like Zelda, a Ponty game where you punt and run around.
I like my Ponty game, thank you very much. I love Zelda, but to be honest, if I had the money, if we weren't coming up with Christmas and I wasn't buying Christmas presents, that is enough to make me go down and go buy 360 now. So that's a definite 10 out.
We've got an update from Catherine.
Ooh.
In multiplayer Gears of War, you can't respawn. When you die, you die.
Ooh, that adds
you
a
die
nice
in real life. What, it's like the Matrix.
You get electrocuted.
I've not actually done multiplayer stuff yet. I've just done cooperative.
That sounds
I'm
cool.
Too scared, man, because there's too many like people who play it on hardcore. I'm a casual gamer.
That would be quite cool because of the fact that matches can be over quite quick and it gives the same element of kind of...
Well, yeah, it's literally you start a round and you take out the other team and then, you know, you get another round.
Yeah.
It's round-based.
It seems like the multiplayer is going to be very much Ghost. Ghost is the same thing. You can add that on when you're doing rankings. So when you're playing to actually go up in rank. If you die, that's it. You're out for the rest of the match. So it gives an element of the fact that there's no respawning. You're not hiding somewhere all of a sudden. Some guy just appears right next to you and blows your head off because you were on the floor not paying attention. Because someone shouldn't be able to spawn around a corner. So it's nice to have that nice. But yes, as Light said on the chat room, drop in, drop out. Amazing. I do like that feature. I wish I had it because then I could drop in, drop out with you playing it online.
Yeah, man, we can play on hardcore. And you can do the whole thing where I like hide at the beginning of the level.
See, I could go home and play on my 360, but my 360 doesn't have a video cable, a controller, and only lasts for 5 minutes at a time and then takes about a week to recharge.
Just go and buy one.
I will. I want my Wii first. Oh, the Wii.
Wii launch.
It's going to be good. It's probably not going to be a midnight launch because UK's very...
Because we can't be bothered with it, really. I mean, you have to go to work at midnight. Frack off.
I'll be going first thing in the morning before work.
I won't.
Up, and I shall be taking my Wii to work with me. Sitting there and just stroking it until 12:30 when I finish work. It should be taken at home, playing on it hardcore until my Christmas work due. And then spend the whole weekend, and then I'll bring it over here.
Gears of War update again. Zelio says you can revive people in multiplayer.
Ah, so like in single player where you go up and you...
Yeah, where that bloke got killed and you know, press X on him and he, like, comes to life again.
The magical touch.
Because apparently you can just fix him. And the funny thing is, the second, like, the combat's over, they get revived automatically anyway. How convenient. They're just skiving off.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't be bothered. I'm just going to lie on the floor for a while. While
you're playing dead. They're playing dead. It's kind of like, I'm too scared to go.
They're not playing dead. They're, like, moving around.
I've been shot in the kidneys. Dude, that's what he does. He goes up and he slings his weapon to the side and then does the whole Mr. Miyagi. Warms his hands up and goes, and his leg's all right and he can complete the competition.
Yeah, whatever. Why don't you see a doctor, mate? Like someone who's actually trained for like 10 years.
It's like...
Instead of some nutcase.
I've broken my leg. The bone's sticking out of my leg. Don't worry. Mr. Miyagi time. I can fix it.
Yeah, we don't need that sort of pseudo-scientific rubbish on GamerCast, thank you. Okay, so we've done 360 built like a tank. We've done Gears of War. We've done PlayStation 3. We've done the Wii launch.
And we've done the Gears of War video.
So I'm just going to say Xbox 360 is more powerful than PlayStation 3.
Oh, yes.
And the beauty of the Xbox 360 is it runs higher resolutions better than the PlayStation 3. So, although you had Ken Kutaragi spouting out all this nonsense about, oh, I don't need to be on, blah, blah, blah,
ooh.
Xbox 360 does higher resolutions faster, better, and whatever than the other console, the lesser console.
Have you seen what a PS3 looks like when you turn it on. See the interface yet?
What, the PSP rip-off interface, which looks rubbish on a full-size screen?
Yeah, it is the PSP interface.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. The only thing that they
said... You look at it and it like takes up this much space on the screen and it looks... Ugh.
Right, this is the funny thing. It's like, you know, DS will work with the Wii. There's going to be some connectivity of being able to use it as a wireless route for net usage, and also if you've got that hooked up, you can connect straight to your DS, to your Wii, to use it as a hub to be able to play online, like with Hunter and stuff. PSP will connect so you can stream the videos off. I'm like, oh yeah, it's cool, yeah, fair enough. Why would you want to stream the videos off onto a PSP that has no battery life when you could just go sit on your nice TV and watch them off the PS3 already? Who's going to use it?
Nobody.
Why are you going to go sit outside and watch a video that you downloaded and you can just watch it on there? And most of them you will have to get off your PC anyway, so you might as well just watch it on the PC.
Okay.
So yeah, it just looks absolutely scarily. Ugh. I hope, do you know something? I bet fans are going to be pissed off because all it was black with that pinky ribbon. And I won't be surprised if they do the same thing where it's kind of like you can only have, you know, the annoyingly, how hard is it to get a background on a PSP?
Why are you even talking about PlayStation stuff? See, this is an Xbox 360 controller. This controller
don't get me started on the controller for...
Although we can have the PlayStation 3 controller, which is a PlayStation 2 controller with vibration
missing,
cut out,
and it's wireless,
which I really enjoy telling people because people get really upset, and yeah, they don't believe me. They think, why do they do that?
Because they can't.
They did that
controller.
Because they're a bunch of numpties.
Yet you're holding an Xbox 360 controller that is wireless, batteried, two-way use of batteries, and also has got rumble. Ooh.
Rumble.
So, yeah. And then look at all this big stuff that, you know, people are saying, well, you've got to change batteries on a 360, because no one knew about the Play and Charge Kit yet. They just knew that it was running off AA batteries.
Well, it's wireless. What else is it going to run off of?
And then people on the PlayStation 3 with their boomerang. This was back in the day with the boomerang. They were like, no, you're not going to use batteries. You'll have a docking station and you'll dock it in and charge it up.
What, like the Xbox 360?
Which you won't be able to play them, but it's a docking station sort of thing. You grab the other controller, and it's like, now it doesn't do that. You plug it in via a wire. Ooh, where did they get that idea from? Xbox 360 Play and Charge Kit?
That's the trouble with Sony, they've got no original ideas.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And now it's not helping with the fact that they're second out. Third out in some countries.
Yeah, like here.
Yeah.
And Europe.
Yeah, the third. That 3 is actually doing something good for once. Shows their place in the industry. The Wii's got 2 eyes, so that's second. And the Xbox 360, well, you don't need a name to say that you're first when you got a console built like that, do you?
No way, man. Okay, so is that it?
Yeah.
Have you got something else?
Camu says, stupid Wii remotes take batteries. Yeah, to be honest, everybody's buying a Wii, I've only got one thing to say to you. Head down to your local Toys R Us and buy the large multi-pack of Duracell. Because that's what I did when I first got my 360. Because there weren't no playing charge kits, because I was the last one to have one. Damn manager wouldn't let me have one.
That's what happens when you have Martin being annoying.
And I'm the lowest scum of the earth, the employee. It's only because I didn't pre-order.
Okay. I didn't pre-order, but I want one anyway. Do you have any? I want one. So okay, you can have a core.
No! Tell that customer he's not having one. It broke anyway after 2 days. I was not happy. But
replay show number 3 or 4 or 2 or whichever one it was to hear Adam moaning. He's still moaning a year later.
Are you surprised? I was moaning for the first week because the first one. Then the other one lasted a week, even considering I was actually ill with the flu for half that week. No, I had a virus, so I was puking everywhere. So I played on it when I was feeling better, and then it died. And then the next one I had for ages, and then it dies on me.
Ooh, update from the chat room. The Elder Scrolls V is apparently in production.
Ooh.
I've got a question. Where's my expansion pack?
Yeah, I want at least 3 expansion packs. I want werewolves back. Come on.
No, werewolves suck.
I mean a werewolf.
Okay, so is that it?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty much it.
Okay, so this was Gamercast episode 49. You can send feedback to feedback@gamercast.net.
Where would you want Elder Scrolls V? Where on the whole scale of things of the large map?
Skyrim.
Yeah, you big Skyrim fan. I'm liking the idea of the whole northern...
I like snow and cold weather.
Snow, cold weather, gingered, hairy people with large battle axes. That's why I like the expansion pack for Elder Scrolls 3, because of the fact you could go to the top island and...
Solstheim. Yeah, but that's still part of Morrowind.
But I just like that level because of the snow. It was nice. Atmospheric. But just imagine...
As long as they make the snow look nice, like in Gears of War, the rain looks lovely.
And you're hearing the... that nice crisp crunch sound.
Yeah, man.
As you're walking through the snow.
Yeah, man. Okay. So now is this it? Can I do the last bits?
Yes.
That's just Zelio Thief going on about some nonsense. I'll just put the chat room out of the way so Adam stops reading it. Feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net. You can use the blog at gamercast.net, or you can post on our forums at portalforums.net. We've got a Gamercast section there, and I saw Bobman has got an iPod, and he is voting on what should be done with it. So stay tuned for that. And we will see you again next week.
Noob Hunter.
Yeah, visit Adam's website, noobhunter.co.uk.
It's still under construction, so there's nothing there, but just go there and add it to your favourites.
Just go there anyway, even though there's nothing there.
And then I'll tell you when it's been uploaded, because I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Bye.
We will see you next week.
Yep.
On episode 50, where we will have Adam on with his dodgy mouth.
Yes, because I'm going to have wisdom tooth removed, and I'm having one of my teeth rebuilt. Gold style.
Ooh, Catherine says an expansion pack for Oblivion coming out this week.
Ooh!
That slipped right past my radar.
What, you're getting slow in your old age, right? You're going to have to do some research for that after the show and send it to me.
Yeah, man. Okay, so that is it. We will see you next week.
Yep, bye.
For a time lucky.
Yeah.
Or is it full time?
I don't know.